see all of you here. Glad to have visitors with us here, visiting with us. Thankful that they had opportunity to be in the house of God and worship with us. We have a senior group traveling and just graduated, and we're glad that they were able to stop in and be with us. And, I think we're done with all the graduations. I just look up and I think I see 8 families that are normally here. I don't know where they're at, but something happened tonight. But they're not here, so pray for them wherever they're at. I just look around and I see there's a bunch missing tonight, so pray for them. Maybe there were some graduations I didn't know about. I'm not sure, but we're missing quite a few. But we're glad you're here. And we're thankful that we're able to just meet together, to have an opportunity to open up God's Word, and to begin studying a portion of Scripture here in just a moment. Before we get started, you know, the Lord has allowed us to do some much-needed repairs around here this past year. We was able to repair the roofs on both of the Butler buildings there, and we've had this air conditioning unit out for, I think 4 years, maybe 5 now. It's been quite some time. So if we could, we got a couple of estimates that we put together. And Action Air, once again, has given us the best offer. They did this side, I think 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. And really has worked well. But if I could, the deacons, I'd like to present estimate or proposal estimate to fix this south side for $47,400 with drywall repair work being done by someone else. The same style units we have over here, it's time that we do those. We did those for $43,000 4 years ago, so not much of an increase on cost. So we have a motion to accept this here proposal from Action Air. Yes, Brother Ethan, making a proposal. Brother Ethan, second. Brother Carl, is there any questions concerning the proposal? Okay, all in favor? Any opposed? All right, we'll get Action Air working. Hopefully they're not too busy and can get to it pretty quick before the summer gets here. I don't know if it was just me or what, but yesterday it just seemed extra hot for some reason. I'm not positive why. It was very hot to me. But this is another day, and the Lord is blessed. We're here. I guess I could have been in Afghanistan, so I shouldn't complain, right? Here in Orlando, Florida, where people come to pay to ride on our roads. I do believe the governor just signed a bill to put more toll roads all through the state. So, hooray for infrastructure. And John chapter 7. John chapter 7 this evening. And verse number 17. John chapter 7 and verse number 17. Just reading through this and looking at it and caught my attention. It says John 7:17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. And we're talking about the will of God here. It says if any man will do his will. All right, so as we think about this and we look at this here portion of Scripture, I believe that this verse is teaching us that anyone can understand the Bible. There are some requirements. If we do His will, we can understand. Doctrine is, it's a teaching. It's the principles and precepts of the Word of God. And if to understand it, I believe one portion is, you know, we've got to be submitted to do the known will of God. Submitted to the known will of God. I think too often we're too intrigued or too caught up with the unknown, and we're not following through on the known will of God. Like, for instance, here we know, according to 1 Timothy, hold your place there, we can know some known things that is the will of God. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. Actually, let's just move up to back to verse 3. Listen what it says. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. So we can understand. It said, any man, back in our chapter, our text, if any man will do his will. So we can know, according to Scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, who will have all men to be saved. So if you're seeking around, looking around, and you're having difficulty in passages of Scripture, how many ever found difficult passages of Scripture? I find them all the time. They're there. Not that we can't understand them. So, Pastor, what do you do? Well, this is what I do. I make sure that I am plugged in, doing what I know to do. Because why should God tell me something over here that I can't quite understand when He's done revealed a whole bunch of stuff over here that I just don't care nothing about? Duh. But listen, dear friend, this is not some deep, you know, Pastor's not deep. As deep as I get is the roots of the hair on my head. This is simple stuff. Very simple stuff. But to understand, we must submit to the known will of God. So here's a good question. If I'm fooling around and I'm studying the Scripture, I'm inside the Bible, and I run across a hard part, I have to ask myself, Lord, why are you not quite revealing this to me yet? And then I do my little check and I look at it and say, well, you know, so it is the will of God that all men to be saved. So what am I doing to be a part of that? Am I passing out tracts? Am I praying for lost people? Am I giving to missions? Am I, you know, helping the church in its great commandment that was given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, going to all the world? So, you know, if I'm having struggles over here in this area of understanding, I need to ask myself, in the known will of God, in the known will of God, what am I doing? Do you understand that Satan tries to deceive men regarding God's will all the time? He'll get you chased off in the rapture. How many of you ever searched up anything on Google and spent 45 minutes later digging around and you never got your answer? This one. You switch over to this one. You're over here. And for long, you've been caught up looking at that, you know, and reading stuff that had nothing to do with what you want to look. Well, that's the trick of the devil. He gets us, listen, he don't mind you searching for the secrets that are not yet revealed. What the devil don't want you to do is to be obedient to that which we do understand and we do know that we should be involved in and doing. It's very simple. I mean, he wants to do that. Now, the Holy Spirit of God is the author of the Word of God. When we get saved, the Holy Spirit of God moves in, and His job is to teach us and to guide us. We get an unction from on high. And so the Word of God is able to be understood by anybody that's willing to yield themselves to the known will of God for our life. Well, we want to know this doctrine over here. What are you doing with what you know to do? It's good. Listen, I think it's over in James. I think it's in James. It tells us that if a man knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So, Pastor, I want to know what the will of God is. Well, first thing we do understand is that God is interested in everybody. It's the will of God that Everybody be saved. What are you doing with that? What are you actively doing with that? It's not a big secret. It's not like it's some hidden thing off in here. Jesus said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. What are we doing in pointing people to the Lord Jesus Christ? So it's an important question. If you don't know the will of God, then we've got to be busy doing what we know to be doing. What we know we should do. You know, it's no wonder when you think about it, there's so many different religious groups around. I mean, it's amazing the different religious groups that are out there and around. I've got a book over in my office, I think it's yay thick on the denominations of the world. I mean, there is every off-branch and every thought and every idea. And I think a lot of it has to come about with is because man just refuses to submit himself or themselves to the known will of God, that which we can't understand. And so we chase off into some darkness trying to pull out some religious thing that will make us seem more spiritual than the next. And so we come up with some new idea of some denominational group, some theological thought. So the thing we understand this, that the first thing that God desires from anybody is that they know Christ, their personal Lord and Savior. That is it. So if you're sitting here tonight on this Wednesday night, well, Pastor, this is not evangelistic. Different. I got saved on a Wednesday night. Well, my preacher was preaching through the Old Testament books, the Bible, verse by verse by verse. It's about what God does in our heart. For man, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness. We got too many sitting in our churches that know not Jesus in a personal relationship way through being born again. Brother Rain, I was talking about this a while ago. I mean, people, shake hands, do a religious sacrament and think they're okay. Some even do this. They say a prayer. Well, I'm glad you pray. But from the heart, man believes unto righteousness. It's amazing to listen, dear friend. When the Holy Spirit of God is dealing with you, dear friend, and begins to pull at your heartstrings to let you know that you need Christ in your life. It's amazing, dear friend, the conviction that is there. It is amazing. Oh, preacher, I'll just get saved when I want to. You'll get saved on God's timetable, dear friend. Amen. There's too many folks just say, I'll do it when I'm ready. No, dear friend, you'll do it because when He calls. Amen. The Spirit of God should not always strive with man. So we understand that God's will is for people to be saved. Secondly, we understand this, that it's God, that God wants all to come to the knowledge of truth. Look with me over in Psalms chapter number 1. I think too many of us live right here in this and don't get to the latter part of chapter number 1. Psalms chapter number 1. Verses 1 and 2. But God wants all to come to the knowledge of truth. This is where God desires for us to live in truth. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Psalm tells us, how can a young man cleanse his ways? By the word of God. Psalms chapter number 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. I think we're seeking counsel from places we shouldn't be seeking counsel from, dear friend. We can't be blessed if we're seeking counsel from the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. I believe we spend just way too much time in the way of sinners. I'm not talking about around sinners, because this is what you're going to tell me. Pastor, Jesus was a friend of sinners. Yes, but He wasn't in the way of sinners. We got too many of God's folks fooling around with sinful things. So you want to know the will of God? Where are you getting your counsel from? Where are you spending all your time? Iron sharpens iron. Who's your friends? Amnon had a friend. And Amnon's friend caused him by planting seeds into his mind to take and to rape his sister. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of scornful. Better be careful about all those folks standing around here scorning at the Word of God. Always sitting around just scoffing and scorning and scornful at the things of God. Listen to what the Bible says in verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. What's your delight in? You want to know the will of God? You want to know the secret things of God? You got to delight in the Word of God. He wants you to know the knowledge and come to the knowledge of truth, dear friend, but what do you delight in? It seems to me that Christians, they're running to every different avenue of knowledge. What does the Bible say in the New Testament, Jim? Ever learned, but not what? Coming to the knowledge of the truth. I mean, ever learning. We got every way in the world to learn. I mean, it's just amazing. Our ever learning. And I do believe we're missing the very fountain of knowledge. That's the Word of God. There's a great famine in our land. I mean, churches running thousands on Sunday morning, can't get 12 to come back on Sunday evening. But it just don't make sense. Here's my opinion. After church, I'll give you $1.19. You can go down to McDonald's, buy you a cup of coffee with my opinion. But here's my opinion. We don't need no more theology, dear friend. We need more surrender to the Word of God. We are not subjecting ourselves to the Word of God anymore. We live as we want, act as we want, and do what we want. And, well, when the consequences come, we're just troubled. We don't need no more things. We don't need deeper life, dear friend. We need old-fashioned repentance and dedication. People are not dedicated to the things of God anymore. Well, just give me something deeper, Pastor. Why in the world should God reveal to us the deeper things? We're not just following the simple, written commandments of the Word of God. We don't need mythology, eschatology, demonology, typology, Christology, prophecy, when we have the very written will of God. Every radio station, we're going to learn about eschatology today. Christology. And have no surrender to Jesus. Pastor, you just think everybody ought to remain ignorant like you. No, I think we need to be more like Jesus. Well, how was Jesus? He waxed strong and in grace with God and man. When the apostles came through, they took note that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but that they had been with Jesus. Wow. And here's something. We don't need no more Bible studies throughout midweek if we can't be at church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Uh-oh. I struck a chord now. Jeez, Lord, help us. I'm going to say that again. We don't need Bible studies when we're not faithful to Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Why, Pastor? Because the Bible tells us whatsoever church is bound on earth is bound in heaven. And when the local church says we're going to meet Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night at these times, and you can't be faithful in those times, we don't need something else. Home churches. When we got local churches with God-ordained offices, pastors and deacons, we need to be surrendered. Well, why, Pastor? Because the Bible says, forsake not the assembly yourselves together. It matters, some is. We don't need new translations. We just need to obey the Word of God. Obey it. I believe, dear friend, if we just get around the Word of God, we submit ourselves to the known, revealed Word of God. I believe this. Men will understand women better. Women understand men better. Children understand parents better. Parents understand women. Parents understand children better. Whenever we surround ourselves, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of not God, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the way of sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. I'm just here to tell you, dear friend. I think we'll be much better off as a person, as a people, as a family, as a nation, when we walk according to the truths of the Word of God. That's just my opinion. Pastor, I want to know the will of God. He's revealed so much to us. So much. So much. I don't believe we need to, you know, new books all on the shelves. I think we just need to dust off the Bibles that we have, begin to meditate in them, read them, apply them. Well, Jim, somewhere along the line, we have lost doers of the Word. A lot of hearers, but the doing part, where the rubber meets the road, we've lost it. And we're not doing anymore. Okay. I tell you what, it'll do a lot for us if we'll just live a Christ-honored life. You know, one that is not contrary Scripture. How in the world can God, why would God reveal to us the deeper and secret things of His Word when we live contrary to Him? I just don't get it. That'd be almost like going up to the bank, getting you a job over at the bank, and telling them that you belong to this secret club. It's called the Bank Robbers of America. But if you just tell me the ins and outs of the security system of your bank, I could be a vice president. What? It ain't happening, dear friend. If that wouldn't happen with the bank, how in the world can we ask God to bless us if we're not faithful in the least of that? The first shall be last, the last shall be first. Here's one that just got me a while ago that we're just, you want to know the will of God? Here, I'll give you the will of God. Mark chapter 11. Here's the will of God. Ask yourself how well we're relating to this here. The will of God is, in Mark chapter 11, verse number 26. Mark chapter 11, start at verse 25. Verse 25. And when you stand, pray. The will of God is for us to pray. Pray without ceasing. We know that. What does he say? Forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Verse 26. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Different. We got to get to the point where we forgive people. That's the will of God. Why? Because He forgave us. Bible says that we're to be kind, tender-hearted, loving, forgiving one another for Christ's sake, because God has forgiven us. Some of us just hold on. We don't forgive. We just hold on, and we wonder why we're having a struggle getting through, our daily readings or daily meditation time. Pastor, you just don't know what so-and-so or somebody is this. Listen, I don't, but I know that none of us was treated like Christ on the cross of Calvary. None of us. I mean, some of you have probably gone through some horrible ordeals that nobody knows. But you might forgive. If you want God's forgiveness, and I'm telling you, I stand in need of it day by day. I'm telling you, there's times in my life, dear friend, that it seems like I can't get straight in my lane for a good 10 minutes, 30 minutes before something's done happen and I'm crossed over to somebody else's lane. And I need the Lord. Need the Lord. So, John 7:17, if any man will do his will, you want to know more of the doctrines throughout the Word of God? As those are revealed to us, we need to be obedient to them. I'm a little troubled by folks that, make a profession of faith. They say they're saved. They call out the Lord and say that they trusted Christ. And it's been 4 or 5 years they haven't gotten baptized yet. I don't get it. First step of obedience, baptism. I saw a young man just a while ago, baptism. Eager. I don't understand. How can you be born again and not want to follow the Lord and believe his baptism? And then you wonder why down the road you can't grasp things. Well, the first step of obedience is baptism. The things that are revealed. I guess I'm just trying to tell you, church, we would be much better off as we have things revealed to us that we just make them a priority of life to be obedient to them. As we're obedient, I believe personally that as you are obedient, the Lord reveals more and more and more. I just think that that's how God's going to work with us and work in teaching us the things of God. And so we've got to come to a point where we're willing to be obedient. So you want to know the doctrines of God? Start by being obedient. Let's stand to our feet. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Now, a word of prayer. Jim's going to come. Ray's going to play a little bit on the piano. Not going to carry long. I quit 11 minutes short. Plenty of time for here. Plenty of time for God and you. If you need to do business with God, you just come and say, Lord, I know there's things in my life that I'm not being obedient to. Father, we love you. We thank you for this night. Pray, God, as we close in prayer and we sing a song of invitation, that your Spirit will work in the lives and hearts of your people. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, giving us an opportunity to serve with you and do a little bit for you on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What page of you? 119, church.
classroom with the different activities, the men's breakfast, and visitation on Saturday morning. Now, Brother Daryl Stacy, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we thank you for this opportunity to attend your house tonight to worship you. We ask, Lord, that you be with each and every one, keep them safe, give them safe return at the next point in time. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.